Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Oh, what a perfect day to put Colorado out
right
of the Stanley Cup.
420. You know what else is funny? The NFL drug testing period begins today. How funny is that?
That's appropriate.
On 420.
Goodell, man, that guy's hilarious.
He's a jokester. I think Roger Goodell's appearing at the Nashville Comedy Festival with our next guest, Nate Bargatze. Did you know that? You're sharing the stage with
Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
He goes out. I wonder if we'd have to open for him. We might have to, because he's much more famous than I am. So, but I do think I could maybe do a better show.
You think so?
You know, yeah. I hope so.
Nate, welcome in, man. It's good to
see
you.
Thanks, buddy. I just read NBA players are saying that someone said like 85% of them smoke weed.
Yeah.
I think that's a low number.
Yeah.
I think that's low.
That has to be.
It's on the low end.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. They used to not test for that in the NBA, and now it is in the CBA that they test. I don't know, you know, to what
extent. If they really. I feel like it just blows up everybody's spot now. Like, if you're in the NBA now, because it's like guys that are gone that are saying it. And then if you're in the NBA now, you're like, hey, man, why are you bringing it up? Like, now we can't have fun?
Yeah, you guys got away with it. Come on now.
Yeah.
So you're in town, Nashville Comedy Festival tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. TPAC with Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
And me and him, and then there's like some of Sarah Tiana, Tony Hinchcliffe, Paul Verzi, and Gary Veeder, all very funny comics. It's a big show, but then it's me and Sal or the co-headliners, I guess, even though everybody's kind of a headliner on that show.
You're from here. Do you enjoy coming back to do shows here in your hometown?
Yeah, it's great. It's, you know, it gets hectic because you got a lot of friends and family. And
hey, man, I need tickets.
Yeah, like stuff like that. Yeah. And then, but overall it's good. And, I always try to, like, when I do shows by myself, I'll do Zanies and I'll do like a Wednesday. And then I've got it into a formula that I kind of keep some tickets held back so I can hand it, you know, to give to friends and family and the people they're going to ask last minute. And, just trying to keep it less hectic, but it's a lot. I always thought about if you shot a special here, it would be, it would almost be a nightmare.
Really?
Because a special, you kind of want to just be, like, by yourself when you tape one, or you want to, like, you don't want to have to worry about it. I mean, look, nowhere near the same. No distraction.
Yeah.
But, like, the guys in the Super Bowl or something like that, when they're time they go, like, that's probably the worst, hardest part for them. Because they do want their family there, but then you're also going to get asked for tickets, and it's can be a hectic thing. I'm comparing my special to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Is it harder or easier for you to perform, say, in front of friends and family than it is to go to, you know, Seattle and just perform for a bunch of people you don't know?
It's better, like Seattle, better than another place.
Yeah,
really?
You don't want to see anybody. I mean, if I have anybody come to that I know, I wouldn't let y'all sit up front. If y'all came to a show, I would make y'all. If I know you, you're not going to sit. I want you to be in the, like, where I can't see. That's the thing too. You get if you do get tickets from me, they're not good seats.
There's the warning.
They're going to be far away. Okay. Like, I've walked out. I've had friends sit right up front. You know, it's like they know you, or like they're, you know, and you're just like, just don't sit right there.
But then they'll like laugh at something, even if maybe other people don't think it's funny,
yeah.
Right?
Or they're heckling
yeah.
because they're
bad,
know you.
Yeah.
Well, at the beginning you don't mind it, but I mean I've done it long. I've done it for 15 years now. So now you're not as scared of, like, I know how to make an audience laugh. So then you're like, well, I'd rather just like have new people or people that, you know, I don't know. And you go to like I was just in Portland. Portland's unbelievable comedy town. They were, and it's like the best. You know, and then you don't know anybody, you just get to do your dumb act and get out of there.
Nate Bargatze with us, at Nate Bargatze on Twitter, grew up in Nashville. It's been fun to watch your career path, man, keeping up with you on Twitter and all of those things. And I told you before you came on, I was kind of rolling through Netflix. I was getting ready to watch, like, Narcos, the end of season two. Which I haven't even gotten to season three, which I've heard I need to do. But
right
on the front of the screen, there's Nate's picture. and it's a stand-up comedy deal that you're a part of, and so I immediately clicked on and watched. It was great.
Yeah, thank you. It was it's only 30 minutes, and that was a Netflix idea. The guy that books the stand-ups, and he just said, because he was like, unless you're like Chris Rock or Chappelle, you know, no one's really watching an hour. If they don't know you, that's too long for someone to commit to it. And so they try to do this series in these 30 minutes, and that's how it came about. Netflix is pretty crazy. They know, I mean, Weird Stuff, they know so much stuff. They know when you leave from the living room to go to your bedroom. They know when you stop something. They know if you don't come back to it, or maybe you come back. I mean, they
that's
know
creepy.
Everything. They don't advertise. Because they do like an algorithm, so they just have it like stuff pop up, and when you do advertise it, you don't go advertise it. Like if I went on the Tonight Show to promote when it came out, you do it once it comes out, so you can tell people like go see it now instead of being like it's going to come out in 2 months or a month.
You've been on the Tonight Show a bunch of times. Watching that show, nobody seems to have more fun than Jimmy Fallon. What's it like to be there working on that deal?
He's been very nice to me. So I met him at he came into a comedy club one night around New Year's Eve in 2012, and he just walked in. I randomly met him, and then that kind of began our relationship. And he's as genuine as you want him to be. He truly loved what he does, and that's why he gets all those guys to do all those games and gets people to do all this stuff because they know that he's got a good heart and he. Is just having fun, and he loves having that job, and is a great dude. I'm extremely biased because he's been very nice.
Well, and given his past, he's comedian friendly, right? I mean, he wants you guys to do well and to have an opportunity to kind of have the spotlight.
Yeah, yeah, he lets you go out. I mean, I've got like it's kind of the dream is like my first ones I did was Conan.
Yeah,
and. A while ago when Conan was in New York, and then I think I've done 13 was my his total now, but it's now you're able to do them, and like when I go do them I'm clean, which helps a lot, because I don't get as much, like they're not writing me about my jokes. I just can't say like you know, if I have a joke about Walmart, make fun of it, they can be weird about that, but it's
they, why? Because of advertising?
Like sponsors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a Starbucks joke, and I couldn't say Starbucks, so I did it. I still did it, but I just couldn't say Starbucks.
What is it? Is it
like, it's on my special. No, it's like I ordered iced coffee with milk, and the guy gave me milk with ice in it. And and then
that's Mickey's drink.
Yep.
Yeah. You drink milk with ice?
I just milk anywhere I can get it.
He doesn't like coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
So he'll go to Starbucks and get this milk. Concoction with no coffee in it.
Yeah. I have a whole thing about it.
Yeah. You're the guy.
And it's not flattering to me. No, I'm
ordered a half.
It's fine. It's fine. What
I ordered
it?
A half and half tea once, and they gave me half coffee and half tea.
And that was... And
you're I'm like, still trying to figure out what that was about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the South, if you say half and half, it's half sweet, half unsweet. You know,
yeah.
Half coffee, half tea. It was an adventure.
They get... I have a whole... Yeah, they... When you go in there and order it, because I had it... It's happened... it's happened twice. Which one time's enough, but two. And then I thought it was my accent, because one was in L.A.,
yeah.
And because I would say milk with ice. I would like iced coffee with milk. And so they heard, they just gave me milk with ice. And then it happened in Mount Juliet. And I was like, to that guy, I was like, you're me, dude. This is not my fault. Like, we talked the same. L.A., I understood. Mount Juliet, come on, give me a break.
What made you want to get into comedy?
You're just like being funny. My dad's a magician.
Okay.
Steven Bergetz. He does my shows with me and Zanies, and he's very good at what he does, and he's very funny. And he's done it for a long time. And then, so I was always around that. And I think that just like kind of seeps into your brain without even thinking about it.
But in high school, when you're meeting with the guidance counselor about schools and stuff like that, and you're like, I got this. I'm stand up comedy.
That's they knew at school I was going to. My joke is I went to Vol State, which is the Vanderbilt of Gallatin.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. That's about all they were talking to me about at school. I didn't have a long list that I could get into.
What was the fallback plan?
I mean, outside of comedy?
Yeah.
Nothing. I worked at, I read water meters in Mount Juliet. That. I'll go back to that. When this all falls apart, I still assume it's going to fall apart. But if it does, I will go back to like a job. I thought today, I flew in today, And I was like, I could work. I'd work at the airport. I thought that today. I was like, you know what? If this doesn't, I would get a job at the airport. Like, I could be one of these bad guys. Like, yeah. They're behind the scenes, you know? It's probably not that bad. I would be doing something like that.
Airport's not bad. I mean, that's the best people watching. Outside of, like, a Walmart, like you suggested.
I feel like it feels like there's a lot happening. Planes are flying in. Yeah. Like, you know, it feels like a fun job to say. It's I work at the airport.
International flavor to it.
Sure. Yeah. My buddy's mom used to work there, and they would get flights. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to get flights. Where they, like, you just pay the taxes.
Yeah.
So they would go. I mean, in high school, they would fly. It'd be like $11 to Florida.
Yeah.
Like, or whatever, you know. This is pre 9/11 tax, so now it's probably more.
Yeah.
What's your favorite airline you like to fly?
I fly Delta a lot, and then I like Delta a lot. Southwest until recently, this happened, but I always said Southwest. I really like Southwest. Southwest as a flyer, Southwest is great to fly with kids. We have a daughter. The best airline. It's everybody's always very nice on Southwest. Everybody,
I love it.
Yeah, they accept. You know, if kids get loud, no one gets mad. I mean, everybody understands. Like, yeah. But if you're flying by yourself, I don't love it as much because it's usually a lot of people that don't fly a lot. And when you fly a lot, you just want to sit down in your seat and be like, and you want everybody to be like professional flyers, and you're like, just let's all be normal because you're just in a. I'm in a plane every week, and but Southwest. I would always feel the safest on Southwest too. I mean, this is not good timing to say that.
Yeah.
But the Southwest, I always felt very, because all their planes are big, and then you get on some of these other regional jets, you know, and that's you're on, it's nothing.
Yeah. Jeff on Twitter, I bet at Nate Bargatze would also make a better NFL commissioner than Roger Goodell.
All right. Yeah. Because I wouldn't know what I was doing.
I definitely think you could run the NHL's discipline and safety system better than they are.
Yeah. I would, I wouldn't even know where to start. I'm not a, you know, but I would just have fun. I would be like, what do you guys want to do? That's how I would start. So what do you think we should do? I'd probably listen to too many. I'd probably have polls on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, this guy.
Oh, that's like a politician.
Yeah. You just do that. Yeah.
Here's my policy.
Yeah.
Based on this Twitter poll.
What do you guys think? Retweet, like... Do you want the players to wear helmets or not helmets? More retweet. Like, that's how we decide. Just run the. Yeah.
Nashville Comedy Festival going on in Nashville. Really cool event. And you'll be a part of that tomorrow night at TPAC.
Yeah. The Comedy Festival, they've been going on for a few years now, maybe five or something like that. And I go to a lot of festivals, and they do a lot of festivals. They do it very well here. It's kind of, you know, we have a little party at the down on Broadway, but they get very big acts. They get the shows are very good. It's a cool event and a cool festival, and as a comic, one that you enjoy. Some are not fun.
Andrew Dice Clay, a part of it. Tim Allen, Sarah Tiana, as you mentioned, she's been on the show. She's a huge sports fan, Georgia fan.
Yeah, is Andrew Dice Clay? He's doing. I don't even know who's doing. And Tim Allen. I proposed my favorite festival. I'm like, what's that? I got a show on it. I don't know.
Saturday.
Andrew Dice Clay. He's great.
So you said like walking around downtown with some of these guys is like
with Impractical crazy. Jokers.
Yes.
So they, which is on True TV. It is walking around. It's like walking around the Beatles. They get mobbed. People start finding out where you're at. I knew him. I knew Sal Vulcano, who I'm doing the show with. I knew Sal before he ever got the show. He used to just work at a bar, or he owned a bar in Staten Island, and he used to run a comedy show there. So we would just go do his show, and he was just like the bartender. And,
I mean, he's no water meter reader, but...
He wasn't a water meter, no. Yeah. He didn't have come from class, from old money like myself. water meter money. He ran a show there, and I met him there, and then they got that show on True TV, and it took off. I mean, those guys do Madison Square Garden, the O2 Arena, like, it's wild. And if you're out with them, it is, I mean, with all four of them, it's a zoo. I mean, they get just mobbed.
It's crazy to think about, like, how fast word travels just with social media. I mean, it could take less than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And then, boom. I texted him to see if they were down here. I think he went to the zoo or something today. But
might as well.
But he, yeah, it's a good day, you know. But he, if they, once they find out if hey, they're going to be here, then, yeah. I mean, it's
gone. Gatsy's at Rippy's.
Yeah, well, no one showed up here for that. I mean, I begged people to come, and they're like, nah, we're pretty busy. We're slammed right now. And I was like, what? But, yeah, it's a fun, you know, overall fun festival. Fun time to be in Nashville with the Preds.
Oh, man, and
it's the best. I mean, last year I was getting so mad because I felt like they weren't giving Nashville the respect that we deserved as being fans. They were just kind of over, you know, well, is Nashville really a hockey town? You're like, I don't know. The street, there's people outside watching it in the street. Like, it was, you know, we're a hockey town. This is what we do. I still don't really understand hockey, but I watch it and I cheer for it.
I think people in Canada get mad just because we have all the good stuff here.
Yeah.
And plus, it's cold weather, all the time up there.
And good hockey now. I just don't think they can deal with that. It's like, okay, now they have that.
It's a lot.
What do we have? Poutine and cold weather and the McKenzie brothers.
And Tampa. Tampa's doing good. Like, yeah. All these towns that they're, like, furious. I've been to Winnipeg. Oh, man, it's wild. It was the coldest I've ever been. The hottest ever. I went to Iraq for, like, I do a comedy club in Iraq. No, it's the troops. What if there's a local... There's a local comedy club in Baghdad.
On the corner in Baghdad. Yeah. That'd be a tough route.
You know, those guys, it is tough. And it was like 120 something degrees there. It was the hottest.
Wow.
And then the coldest was Winnipeg, and it was like negative 20 or 25 or something. And I did a show, and they have a comedy club in Winnipeg.
How are things different regionally? Like, I mean, if you did the same show in Nashville that you did in Winnipeg, like, are there places that some work that other places they don't? Are people that different regionally?
No.
Geographically?
No. I think most audiences are all the exact same. Everybody's the same. And, you know, references, obviously, the Vanderbilt of Gallatin, no one's going to get that outside of here. And then, I mean, even some people here don't even get it. But it's not. It's the same everywhere you go. And they're, you know, I mean, there might be, yeah, I mean, you could have some... When I lived in New York for a long time, if you left and started talking about riding the subway, no one's going to know what that means. So you either try to explain it where they do. If the story or if you have a joke good enough, then you try to make it work. And if you don't, then you just have to move on and come up with something that works everywhere.
So how does your brain work? I mean, are you constantly... that sounds weird.
The people close to you ask you that all the time, right?
Yeah.
A lot of his teachers are like, yeah, how does that?
When I wake up, my wife, how's your brain work? What's wrong with your brain?
I mean, is it constantly on? Are you constantly, like, picking things to use in your shows? Or can you actually step away from it? Or is work just kind of life?
It's work. Yeah, work is life. You're just constantly. Seinfeld had a good thing where he said about it where it's like, it's almost like you're always got like a second, you're a second person's right above you, just looking at the situation that's happening. And so, yeah, it's tough. You can have trouble falling asleep. I don't sleep good. I mean, I sleep fine, going to sleep, cause your brain just can get going. And sometimes you have to just wake up and like, I'll just put the idea down in my phone or write it down, just so you know it. But yeah, you're just constantly thinking about situations, thinking if something happens, thinking is that weird. Sometimes you're think of it, it'll come back to you later on, and then you're put it in, you know, different times. But yeah, it's a nonstop. It can be exhausting.
How has it, because you've been doing this for a while now, how has it changed for you, maybe like your craft or how you do it or what you do? How has it changed from kind of early in the time when not everybody knew who you were to where you are now, where you're a big deal?
What's helped the Netflix special change a lot. As far as, like, joke writing, I mean, you just evolve over time, and you get more confident on stage, and you get better at telling stories. The whole big thing with comedy is, like, it's your voice, like, when you find your voice. And once you find, like, what makes you funny, like, what's the thing that makes, how do you say something funny, is it takes a long time to figure that out. And then so it's like the longer you do it, obviously, I mean, it takes, you look at comics that are really good. I mean, you know, like a lot of them, it takes 15 to 20 years before they really like get into a groove and they're at like another level. And then as far as like on the road, the Netflix, the stand-ups, that thing changed everything as far as drawing an audience on the road. I mean, Netflix is such a big thing. And we got lucky and You could get lost in Netflix. It's very easy to, you know, there's shows we all seen Netflix where you're like, I've never heard of this show ever.
Yeah.
And there's comics that have specials that I wouldn't even know, and I'm in comedy. So you got, it's a matter of if how you get in with them. But the Netflix thing changed everything as far as, like, now people, they come out to see you and they know who you are. And then all the Tonight Show, I mean, it's a whole build. It's just a long, drawn out thing.
Is there anything that you say, hey, that's off limits, I won't make a joke about that?
I mean, I'm me being clean. I don't know if there'd be anything that's off limits if I found the right joke.
Right.
But the joke would have to be right. And if I found the right joke and I believed in it enough, then I would do it. But I mean, I don't have any much stuff about, like, I talk about my wife and our daughter, and I wouldn't want to do anything that would hurt someone's feelings. I don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings. Like, I've always been a guy, I put myself in such, I'd rather be dumb than you be dumb. So I'd be dumb, and you either can laugh at me or laugh with me because you've done it. And then, but if I did find a joke that was something that was, like, controversial, I don't really have a drive to be controversial. Like, that doesn't, some guys do. I have friends, they want to push your buttons. They want to argue with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't. I don't care. Like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, I don't.
Like, Josh Wolf will come in town and do the show.
Yeah.
I've got my finger right here on the dumb button.
Yeah.
And he knows. Yeah. He knows that I do that.
It. Yeah.
And he just, like, looks at me when he tells a joke, like, to see if he can get it by me.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, there's more than one way to do it.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot of guys do it. Like, I don't talk about politics, and they, you know, but some people will say that, like, you should or something, but you're like, you can find someone that does. So,
right.
I'll be the guy that does it. And then you're just, you know, and it gives everybody a break. And I think people like it, too. Like, people, you can tell now, they come and they like to, I don't know, they get a break from politics. I mean, or whatever you want to do. If you like dirty comedy, there's plenty of comedians. If you like this, whatever you like, I can tell you where to go watch what guys. I'll if you stand up and don't like my show, I'll tell you where to go. I'll tell you where to go watch.
Did you say you're working on another special?
Yeah, we're hoping to shoot it in November. So that's the plan. I mean, I'm not positive on it yet.
Okay.
But it's not guaranteed. But yeah, but I've got a new hour, and so I'm still kind of fine tuning it, but should be ready to go. And that probably wouldn't come out till, like, early next year.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's always good to see you, brother.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Vanderbilt headed in the right direction in basketball. We love Derek Mason and those guys, too.
Yeah. Bryce Drew doing it right.
Yeah.
We have a number 7 recruiting class. It's the most exciting thing ever.
Could get one more.
Yeah. Romeo Langford, get it together. Come to Vandy.
That's your pitch?
Yep, that's my pitch. There you go.
To just show up at his house in Indiana, knock on the door, and do like 30 minutes.
Yeah. If he would, if it wouldn't be weird, I would do it. If he would, if it just pop up, how you doing? Nate Bargatze, comedian. He's like, who?
If it's not an NCAA violation,
might know me from Netflix.
I'd make him sit down and watch it. Yeah. I go, let's just watch it real fast.
I'll show you.
Yeah, it's clean. I tell his parents, it's clean.
30
minutes. You guys are good. Yeah.
30 minutes.
I hold up the Vandy sign. That's something, right?
NateBargatze.com, NashvilleComedyFestival.com. Tomorrow night at TPAC, and man, it's going to be fun, and it's always good to see you, brother.
Yeah, buddy. I love stopping in here. Thanks for letting me come up.
Awesome. At Nate Bargatze on Twitter. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.